We'd like to thank Dean Martineau for making the following article from Sound Computing available to Main Menu listeners. If you'd like to investigate Sound Computing magazine, you can find them on the web at www.sound-computing.com. Here's Dean Martineau.
StratusPad, a free word processor with some possibilities. I'm not aware of any survey that discusses which function of computing people use the most, but I sure know that for blind people especially, word processing is one of the greatest assets that computers can provide, and I suspect that for everybody, word processing, if it's not the most frequent use people make of their computers, it comes awful close to it. Now, we know that Windows ships with a word processor called WordPad that is usable but very limited in scope. If you happen to be a user of JAWS or Connect Out Loud, you also have a WordPad kind of add-on, the next level up from WordPad, which has different names depending on what version of your Freedom Scientific screen reader you have, and that particular program does add a spell checker to WordPad. So that's a step in the right direction. Many computers these days ship with Microsoft Word. Word is almost the default in word processing. As one poster to the Blind Tech list recently very cogently pointed out, Word is not, from a feature standpoint, the best word processor. However, if you take the combination of the many features it does have and the accessibility that both GW Micro and, to a greater degree, Freedom Scientific have built into it, it probably is the best word processor for blind folks to use, unless your needs call for you to use something else. However, if you don't have Word shipping with your computer, it may be a situation where you need to do a little bit of word processing and you really can't afford Microsoft Word. It's not cheap. With that in mind, I bring you StratusPad. StratusPad doesn't really replace Microsoft Word. It mostly replaces WordPad, but it provides a couple of add-ons to WordPad that are nice, that bring it a little closer to Word. First, it has multi-document support. That means you can have probably as many as you need, documents open in it at once and switch among them. This is something that WordPad and the Freedom Scientific WordPad add-on don't have, and it's just sort of nice. You expect a Windows program to let you do this. Second, it has a spell checker, which if you don't have a Freedom Scientific word processor, you didn't get with WordPad, and in any case, I prefer its spell checker over the spell checker that came with WordPad. I like the layout of it. I think it's an excellent spell checker for beginning users to get used to the process of spell checking. One caveat I'll give you is that in testing this program, I haven't gone really way beyond the interface. So I don't know how the spell checker in terms of quality or detail compares to other programs' spell checkers, and I haven't tested the program for long-lived functionality, but it appears to function well, and it comes highly reviewed. So with that in mind, I'm going to go ahead. Before we begin looking at the program, let me tell you how to get both the free version, the one that I'm going to be talking about, and the one that predated the current shareware version, and if you want to look at the current shareware version. So for the free version we're going to look at, you need to go to ftp://ftp.meij.ac.jp/mirror/win3/util/stratpad.zip. A little long, but you'll only have to do that once, so it's probably worth the effort if you decide, after you hear this review of the program, that you want to play with this free program. If you want to look at the current version of the program, and the description on the page didn't indicate to me that there were more features there, but it may, usually current versions have something that older versions don't have. So you might want to go to the homepage for StratusPad, which is www.cybrens.com/STTP. The programmer is one Brandon Fridley. Okay, let's talk a little bit about StratusPad. It's really very straightforward and really pretty unremarkable. As I say, there are only a couple of reasons to use it over and above using WordPad. However, those reasons may be enough to convince you to give it a try. The interface is very standard, has menus, has dialog boxes, all of which are standard, lots of keyboard support. There's a character map which I wasn't really able to figure out how to use, which allows you to input various and sundry upper ASCII characters and other symbols into your documents. I think probably there are easier ways to do this than the way provided by this program. A few other nifty little things you can do in this program that you can't do in WordPad. Under the Tools menu, you have the choice of getting a word count for either the entire document or for just the amount of text that you select. And the spell checker, which we'll talk about in a minute, allows you to check either the entire document or the amount of text that you have selected. I'm going to digress for just a moment and make sure everybody's clear on the difference between a text editor and a word processor. Your computer comes with both. You have Notepad, unless you've replaced it with something better, for text editing, and you have WordPad, or something better, like Word, or like StratusPad that we're talking about here, for word processing. The difference is, or at least as far as I'm concerned, the difference is that word processing allows you to do an awful lot more with the text. You can embed or link to different other kinds of material, other kinds of images or sound files, which is an advantage that Windows offers. You can use text that has a variety of different type sizes or typefaces or aspects added to it, such as bold, underlined, italics. None of that you can do with a text editor. So that's the difference, and that's why we're talking word processor here, because they have some more features. Now, I mentioned the multi-document support in StratusPad. It's not perfect in the sense that with Word and with some other Windows programs that have multi-document support, you do have easy keystrokes to switch from one document to the other. It takes a tiny bit more work in StratusPad, but not much. You have to use the Window menu. So you hit Control-N, which will open a new document for you, and then once you do that, you have two or then however many more you want to open. To move among them, you hit Alt-W for the Window menu and find the number of the document you want to switch to and hit Enter. Of course, once you get a few documents open, these numbers aren't going to change, so once you've figured out which one, or remember which one is document 1, 2, 3, or 4, it's no difficulty to hit Alt-W1 and then Alt-W3 or Alt-W4 to move among the different documents. And in some ways, it's even more precise than hitting Control-F6, which other Windows programs do support. This program has good keyboard support, but again, not perfect. For instance, with Word and with some other Windows word processors, in fact, including WordPad, you can use Control-L, Control-E, or Control-R to left, center, or right align a paragraph. These keystrokes don't work in StratusPad. You have to use the paragraph dialog box, which is typically accessible from the Format menu, and then tab over and use the list of radio buttons to choose whether your paragraph is going to be left, centered, or right aligned. However, you have the options. It doesn't have the keyboard support. You do have keyboard support for bold, underline, italics, Control-B, Control-U, Control-I. One of the advantages of using the word processing environment created for us in Word is that you have an awful lot better feedback. So it's very easy in Word to know when those buttons have been activated and deactivated, and to know whether your text is characterized by those attributes. Of course, you can use screen reader features to ascertain whether you have added bold or have added underline to text, but it isn't quite as simple as it say it would be in Word. Now, on to the thing that I think makes this program somewhat interesting, and that's the spell checker that comes with it. And to demonstrate this, using Windows 4.11, I've got a really exciting document with one word, Steady, S-T-E-D-Y. That should allow us to pretty well see what this spell checker can do. Of course, it's a misspelled word. And we'll go in here and show you how this works. So now I'm in StratusPad, in what is called Document 1, because I haven't bothered to save it, because, well, with one word, it's not very important. We enter the spell checker off the Tools menu, or we hit Function key F7, and here's what happens.
Replace with Steady, word not found in dictionary, arrow.
Now, what we have, and what you get used to in this spell checker, is tabbing and shift-tabbing among three controls. When you enter the spell checker, you are landed with the cursor in an edit field containing the word which the spell checker suggests that you replace your misspelled word with. Now, this may be a bit of a leap, depending on your ability to spell and figure out exactly how things are spelled, but you'll soon see how we can coordinate all this. If we shift tab from here, we are landed in an edit field containing the actual misspelled word, so you can see what you misspelled.
Not found. Stevie.
And if we shift tab once more, we come to a list of all the suggestions that the program gives us. Now, the suggestions, this list box is a little bit of an annoyance until you get used to it, because you can't just arrow up and down through it and read through the list. What happens is, as soon as you arrow up and down, or left click, either one, on one of these list items, you are immediately taken to an edit box containing that item. What this allows you to do is to modify the item if you want to make a correction that you know you need to make, if you're smarter than the spell checker, which you almost certainly are, and go from there. So let's shift tab once more.
Replace with. Steady. 1 of 3.
Now we're in the list of words that you can replace. And the first one is, I could have checked when I was in the edit field what I really wanted, which is S-T-E-A-D-Y. However, let's see what else we're offered here. I'll down arrow and show you what happens.
Replace with. CD 2 of 3.
I have now been moved into this edit field containing the word CD, which is the second suggestion. If I want to see other suggestions, I have to shift tab back, or I can, and I'll demonstrate this, use the mouse cursor or JAWS cursor, either one, depending on your screen reader, to look at the list without moving the cursor. So let's shift tab back.
Not found CD. Replace with CD.
Now we're back in the list. Now notice here, I'm going to route the mouse cursor here to the cursor.
Pointer routed to list box.
And I'll move around. I'll go down from here. I'll go up first.
Steady.
There's the first one.
CD. Study.
And there's the other list. Now, if I want one of those words, I can actually just left-click on it, and the same thing will happen. In fact, let's go back up here to Steady.
CD. Steady.
Using my Window Eyes mouse cursor. Now I'm going to left-click on that choice, and it's going to put me in the edit field with that as the replacement word.
Left. Replace with. Steady.
Notice I have the mouse voice going slower than the regular cursor screen voice here. Now, those are the choices for juggling around among the words. The thing I like about this is it has all those three choices. It has the misspelled word in an edit field, it has the new word that you're replacing in an edit field, and it also has then the list of all the suggestions that are given. Let's tab throughout the rest of this dialog box for the spell checker, and we'll easily see how to use it, and I'll give a couple of suggestions as we go along. First, we're going to have a help list that actually does a fair job of describing the spell checker.
H equals help.
Next.
I equals ignore.
Okay, so if I wanted to skip this word, and this is pretty typical spell check stuff, this part, I'd hit Alt-I, or I'd come over here and press spacebar on the ignore button, and if I did that, then I would skip this occurrence of the word and wouldn't make any changes. I would leave STEDY in my document. Tab.
G equals ignore all.
Alt-G, if I hit that, would mean every time we hit the word STEDY in a document that we're in now, it would not prompt me and it would simply leave it as is.
O equals options dialog.
That's kind of an interesting place for the options dialog box. This is where you can change some of the options for spell checking, which you don't need to do too often. Tab.
R equals replace.
Now, here, once you get that word in the edit field, we have steady, STEADY, in the edit field, the replacement field. We could hit Alt-R, or we could tab over to the replace field, and that would replace my error with the word that I choose, which is the correct one. However, that would only replace this occurrence. Tab.
E equals replace all.
Here, if I hit Alt-E, or tabbed over and hit the spacebar on the replace all button, it would take any occurrence of STEDY that occurred in my document and replace it with STEADY. All of this is very typical spell checking. This isn't unique to the spell checker in StratusPad.
P equals prompt replace.
All right, this is a little bit unique in StratusPad. I haven't seen anything quite like this before, although I'm also not a real big spell checker user because I'm a fairly decent speller and sort of lazy. What you do with this, and you wouldn't do it in this case, but let's say you have a situation. Let's use an example of an organization name and an abbreviation. Much of the time when you're writing, say, United States, you want the words United States to show up in your documents, but often you want USA to show up in your documents, and it's a whole lot easier to type USA than it is to type United States. So what you would do is you would type USA, and then you would set up a prompt to replace situation. in this spell checker, because what that will do is it'll put United States so that all you have to do when it comes up in the spell checker is hit enter, and that'll replace it with United States, or you can ignore, at which point it'll leave it as USA. You're given just those two choices, and it makes it fairly easy to make a conditional replacement based on circumstances rather than the rest of the behavior that you ordinarily expect out of a spell checker. That's what prompt to replace does, and that's the circumstance in which I can best see using it. But we're not going to set that up with this one, because this is a case where there's a right word and a wrong word, and we don't want the wrong one, and we do want the right one. Tab?
A equals add to custom.
All right, now we can build a custom dictionary like you can in most good spell checkers, and we're not going to do that either, but this is how you would add the word. You can't add to the general dictionary that comes with the program, but you can add your own words to the custom dictionary. This is typical. Tab?
Custom point dic. 1 of 1.
Well, this is how we choose what custom dictionary to have. You can have more than one if you want to, or you can change them around or have different ones.
Cancel.
And obviously that's if you don't want to spell check any longer.
S equals suggestions.
Now, we have two suggestion buttons here, which part of this is not terribly necessary. I can't really see using this too often. If you have automatic suggestions turned on in the options dialog, which you probably would if you're going to bother using a spell checker, then most of this first suggestion button, Alt-S, is not necessary, because what it does is simply bring up the suggestions. The next one is where it gets a little bit interesting if you want to really get creative.
U equals suggestions.
Now, this is the second suggestions button, activated by hitting Alt-U. This will bring up suggestions for one of the replacement words. So let's say you get a replacement word and then you want to see how that word needs to be spelled, you can, or what suggestions there are to replace that, you can hit Alt-U and that'll bring up another list of suggestions. Once you start branching off in your suggestions lists, if you want to get back to the original suggestion list, you can hit that first suggestion button, which is Alt-S. This is all in here, so I'm telling you about it. I actually can't see using most of these features. These are not the reasons that I kind of recommend the program to perhaps somebody, but this is kind of an interesting feature. I certainly haven't seen it before.
Replace with steady, 1 of 3.
And we're back around to the beginning. Now we're back to our list of possible words, with the correct one being in the list. And I could hit Alt-R now to make the replacement. A couple more tips about this program. One thing that it will do, depending on how you have one of the options set in that options dialog box passed over. Of course, when you go into the spell checker and you're prompted with a word, you can always, in that edit field that you land in, simply type in a correct word or in any way, shape, or form amend the one that's there if you know that needs to happen, and then you hit Alt-R. Now, depending on what kind of a speller you are, you may or may not end up with a word that is correct. Of course, even if you end up with a word that's correct, the program may not think you did, and that's just the problem with spell checkers. But what this program will do if you want it to is when you type in a word, it will also check the typed-in word against its dictionaries and tell you whether that word is, as far as it's concerned, a misspelling, which could be an extra added bonus or could be a nuisance, and you can choose which and uncheck or check the option in the options dialog box. Something else that may be kind of nice with spell checking with this particular spell checker as compared to Word, and I did not check the robustness, as I say, to determine which of the spell checkers, or any other ones for that matter, has a greater or lesser vocabulary to compare against and is more or less accurate. If you spell check a document or part of a document in Word, and then you decide you want to spell check that part of the document again, maybe you decide that you didn't make the right decision about one of the words that you came across, you can't just do that instantaneously. You have to go into spell check options in Word and tell it to recheck the document, which kind of resets a flag so that Word doesn't think that was checked again, so that you can go in and run spell check on the portion that you already spell checked. StratusPad doesn't make you go through that. You can go right back into the spell checker with the same word if you ignored it or changed it and make whatever corrections you decided you want to make. This is not something you may take advantage of ever, but it does make it a little bit easier, as far as I'm concerned, to spell check. So in sum, StratusPad has some advantages that it offers that may be for you. It does offer multiple document support, which is just plain necessary in today's working environment. And it does offer a spell checker, which, if you don't have one, this one definitely is better than what you have, and even if you do have one, you may decide, depending on how you like this interface and how your tests work with it, that you may like the spell checker. And you can't beat the price of this version, which is free. StratusPad lets you save documents in three formats: text, MS-DOS text, and what is of more interest to us for our present purposes, rich text format, RTF. Once you save a document as RTF, people who have Word can read it. As a matter of fact, as I talked about in a previous Sound Computing, even Word users may decide to reset Word so that it saves documents in RTF, given better safety and smaller file sizes. So RTF is a good file format to use for exchanging files with other folks. We've had people on Main Menu as well as Sound Computing listen to this article. Those of you on Main Menu, I'll tell you that the email address, if you want to contact me, is deamar@sound-computing.com. I want to thank you for listening. This is the end of the article.